In Randolph County and from us around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, 9:27 here at Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you had a good weekend. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing this morning?
Doing very well, Jeff. Good morning. It's always nice to have a chance to come in here and say a few words every couple of weeks, depending on how things are going, and answer any questions anyone may have, or just talk a little bit about what's going on in Randolph County in general. Of course, now we're into December and the Christmas season, and if you're in the county, December 1st is the beginning of the new fiscal year for the county. All counties in the state of Illinois begin their fiscal year on December 1st, and for that, of course, we had a meeting back on the 1st of December, which was Tuesday of last week, just basically a week ago. And, you know, to start the new fiscal year, we passed our budgets for the new year, passed our transfer resolutions for the prior year, you know, cleaning up the old business and that sort of thing. And the new elected officials were sworn in on December 1st as well in the morning, around between 9 and 10. Of course, you know, with COVID going on, obviously we have a limited amount of access to the courthouse and a fewer number of people in there at a time. So they kind of spread it out instead of making it one large ceremony. It was just kind of spread out over a period of time. And of course, the state's attorney, Jeremy Walker, who had just run for reelection, he was unopposed. He was sworn in. We have a new circuit clerk, Julie Carnahan, and she was sworn in the morning. Carlos Barber, who is the coroner, he ran unopposed and for another four-year term, and he was sworn back in. And then finally, Ronnie White had run for the county board. He's one of my fellow county board members, and he was elected to another term for 6 years, and so he was sworn in that morning. So that's four that began for their new terms on December 1st as well. So that took place, and as I mentioned, we had our meetings in the afternoon and to wrap up the whole year's business and to begin the new year's business with the new year's budget and that sort of thing. Actually, I've been the chairman of the Randolph County Board for 2 years now, and we have a tradition where we rotate chairman. So at the next meeting on December 11th, we'll elect a new chairman, and I'll drop back to just being in charge of, the director of the budget and financing part of the county board, which up to this, for the last 2 years, I've done them both. So it'll give me a little bit of a break. And so you're not always on call 100% of the time as you are when you're the chairman of it. So
Your phone won't ring as much.
Yes, I've enjoyed it for the last 2 years. And so now I'll just drop back to being a regular county board member and directing the budget and finance portion of it. So which is what I typically and normally do. So in that process. But that's what's taken place in the last couple of weeks. And then we'll have one more meeting on December 11th. Which is this Friday, 9 a.m. in the county board room. And if a person wants to listen to it via phone, we do have it, it's trying to think of what they call it. It's a Zoom, but Zoom with the phone, not the audio, not the video, but just the phone part of it. And if you're interested, there's a a phone number you can call into and an access code you can get and sit there and listen to it. I know a number of different people come in that way. Typically, the county board people try to be there, but a lot of people like to listen to it on the other end. And you're welcome to respond during public comment if you want, or you can attend in person. Up till 2020, everyone just attended in person. But, you know, 2020 has been a unique year, and hopefully 2021 will be a little better from that point of view as they're discussing vaccines. Maybe we can get back to what was more normal in life before now.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here.
Sure.
And we'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back, 9:37. Again, I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak, talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. You're talking about the new fiscal year is underway now.
Yes, the new fiscal year, and we were just talking about that before the break, began on December 1st, and we go through the regular routines that, you know, that we do every fiscal year and adopting the budgets and preparing for the next fiscal year, going through those. Now, of course, in the new fiscal year, which is something that was different from before, then I'll talk about a few other things. We did not have the real estate taxes out in time in order to collect all that, you know, was necessary, you know, to finish the process, the cycle. In fact, the cycle probably won't be finished through the collections and distributions and the finals probably until about the middle of January. I think the last due date here is around about a week and a half from now. So then it has to come in. You have to go through the process of allocations and, you know, in order to make the distributions out to the various different taxing agencies. Mm-hmm. So with that, the new fiscal year will actually have a part of the prior fiscal year's tax allocations in it. And then hopefully we'll have all of the next summer's tax allocations in it, and hopefully the bills will go out in time to complete the process before December 1st, 2021. Of course, we weren't able to do that this time around because of the late distribution of the taxes, but that makes the budget look a little bit different in the fact that you have two portions, one full year plus a portion of the prior of the prior fiscal years in it. So that made it a little more difficult in order to put together, but we got it accomplished. Moving on from that to a couple of other things. I think I've mentioned it before, but I'll mention it one more time. We finished the bridge project on County Road 5. It is. It runs from Wine Hill down to Rockwood. Mm-hmm. That bridge was completed about 2 weeks ago and is now up. And actually, I drove over to, I think a week or so ago, taking a little drive in the afternoon, and it looks very nice. It's all put together well. There is one more bridge on that road, which is about a mile and a half north of the one we changed, or would be about 3 miles or 3.5 miles north of Rockwood, or maybe about 2 miles south of Wine Hill, depending on which way you're going. And there's one other bridge there and scheduled, and I'm not sure if it'll make 21, but there's a good likelihood it will, is that bridge needs to be redecked. So when the, of course, we have to let the contracts, the engineering has to be done and all that stuff has to be in place. But that's one that's going to be scheduled for funding coming up here within the next 12 to 16 months or so. It is a bridge deck that's been on there since the mid-60s and needs to be changed out. And so we'll close it down there in the road on that, tear the bridge deck off. It's believed that all the stringers and the foundation, the footings are all fine, but just to take the deck off, clean it up, and put a new deck on it. And that completes both of the bridges on that road. That's the only two. Everything else is culverts, box culverts, or something like that. But there are two bridges on that road, and that'll complete them. And then there's some other bridges we're taking a look at. We try to do at least one every year. Of course, it depends on motor fuel tax funding. They have to obviously be approved from the state. The state engineers approve the project and they're willing to allow motor fuel tax to fund it, then you have to go through the process of having the engineering work done, et cetera, in order to actually get to the point where you let it out for bids, get a number on it, and if it fits your budget, then you actually let the contract start. It seems like the job is probably the easiest part of easiest part of the job is doing the job from that point. But it's a process that you go through, and we're always reviewing those to roads and bridges. Infrastructure is a very important part of Randolph County. It's an important part of any community, county, community, state. If you don't have those things in place, it's difficult to have other prosperity. So you want to keep those up as much as possible.
All right. You'd mentioned driving. I said that drive down through there is pretty too.
That is a very pretty drive down that road. Actually, it reminds me of of the Ozarks. Mm-hmm. It would be the Illinois version of the Ozarks,
right,
from Missouri, but it's very similar in nature. It's very pretty, particularly in the fall when the leaves are changing and the leaves are down. But it's always a nice area to go through, and I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of beautiful area in Randolph County. You have a little bit of everything. You have very nice flat farmland. You have hills, hilly areas. You have the Illinois Ozarks down there around Rockwood and that area. We have two rivers that... Randolph County is a very, from a nature, it's a very, very pretty place to be.
Right,
it definitely. It truly is.
Definitely. I've been here for a long time, too, so.
Well, yes, it has. It's, as we always say, it's where Illinois began.
But, other things?
Well, other things, we are continue, if you probably heard me mention this before, and I'm not sure exactly what stage it's in, but we continue to work on it. Is national monument status for the Prairie du Rocher area. And I know there's a similar project on the opposite side, which is St. Mary's and St. Genevieve in that area. Because remember, you sometimes forget this, but a couple of hundred years ago, Randolph County was the far western border. The Mississippi River was the mm-hmm. far western border of the United States. And Prairie du Rocher and that area and across the river, St. Genevieve, those are very historical spots. There's a lot of historical significance to them. And working on getting a national monument or historical designation. There are some historical designation to them, but a national monument status to where it would be better, cared for and maintained through the national park system if that was a possibility. So we put together different aspects of that to submit to the Park Service to see if we would qualify for some of those designations. And that's very important for Randolph County. Something else that is coming up, and actually I was reading some memos on it, and if I missed my date, but I believe it's 2024. I don't have the date written in front of me, but there will be another full eclipse in about three and a half years, making two from over the last 7-8 years. Excuse me. And we're looking at some planning for that as it occurs. And, of course, as it gets closer, we'll get the dates precise.
Right.
But there, it had a lot of national interest during that event a couple of years ago. Had a lot of national interest. And we'd like to put together some efforts for, tourism. And that would be, that would help and be a part of that as well. So there's some advanced planning going on that in the tourism committee and taking a look at what we can do and what we can promote related to that, because it'll come basically right back through the area where it was back in, was the last time it'll come,
yeah.
Or was it 17? By how we forget, but it'll come right back through that particular area, and there'll be more details to follow. I'm just aware of it's not the project that I'm specifically working on, but I'm aware that it's going on out there, and there's a lot of emphasis on seeing what we can do to help promote that event when it occurs, because we had many visitors down here from northern Illinois and other areas, and it was a very nice event. It turned out to be a very good day. Of course, I remember sitting out and watching it as well and enjoyed it very much. So that is something that is taking place and working on. We continue to moving on to the next, we continue to work on the Enterprise Zone. It has been kind of quiet this year. This is just completing its first, full year of existence. It began on 1/1/2020. Of course, with COVID, it's kind of slowed everything down the process, but it's still there. It's still in process. We're working on making updates. There are two projects going on within the Enterprise Zone, both of them up in Monroe County. But there's interest in a couple of different ones that have been considered here in Randolph County, although nothing specific is in place as of yet. There's one small project that's taking place in Evansville, but which of course we're very happy for. But there's been some discussions on other ones, and I think at some point in time, as we get past, you know, the pandemic, we'll start to see these projects open up and break. And I think where Enterprise Zone is going to turn out to be very nice for this area in general. And I'm very happy that we were able to get that. So that is a project that we continue to work on as well. And I think we'll see some more out of that in the following. And, of course, on other economic development, the Randolph County Progress Committee continues to meet as best possible. And I know the December meeting that would have been this week is going to be postponed because of COVID. We might do some phone consultations on it, but it's just very right now with everything being, you know, supposed to be fairly well shut down. It's very difficult to get some of these together and going. But as soon as we get past this, it'll open back up, and we'll continue to work on possible developments. There are a number of different companies that have shown interest, and we continue to work on those.
All right, we got another break here. Let's go ahead and get that in.
Sure.
And we will come back and talk some more. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. Looks like we got 3 minutes left in the program today. And again, we're talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And
well, just wrapping up a few things that we had discussed before. This month began our new fiscal year, as I talked about earlier, and we had on December 1st, we had the swearing in of the the new elected officials and passed our new budgets and to begin the fiscal year. And of course, there won't be a tremendous amount more left in this calendar year because here we are in December. Our next meeting will be December 11th at 9 a.m. in the boardroom, and then we have one more the week of Christmas. And I don't remember the date right off the top, but at the next People Speak, I'll give it to you. And so that'll wrap up our calendar year, and we'll be into a new year, and hopefully getting past some of this. I hadn't mentioned a tremendous amount about COVID, but I know in the Randolph County Health Department, they've been working very diligently on this, been doing a substantial amount of contact tracing and those types of things. I know it has been some of the restrictions that Governor Pritzker wants to impose on our region and our area. They have been somewhat controversial. As much as possible, Randolph County has tried not to be too controversial on it, but I know there are some places that have ignored the restrictions. Some places are following them. It's difficult to know exactly what to do. Sometimes it's best, sometimes the least you do is the best. And so we're working with it from that point of view. But still, it's the health department in general has put quite a bit of energy into it. They're beginning to make the plans for, and I actually had seen the initial plan for distribution of vaccines. As I saw the draft version out, it's not complete yet, but Randolph County and the health department is working with the three hospitals here in Randolph County for when the vaccine is available, which should not be too much longer, within the next few weeks, as I understand it, and that process will begin, the distribution of that process, and of course there'll be a staggered order and how it'll go. So I don't want to try to get into too many details as of yet. They're still being formalized, but it won't be long before that process begins. And hopefully as the vaccine comes out next year, maybe we can start getting past a lot of this. But I know that it's been a very large project with Randolph County through the health department. And, of course, the board gets regular updates on it as time goes along. And I certainly appreciate all they've done, as well as all the hospitals, you know, the Sparta Hospital, the Chester Hospital, and Redbud, and all they've done to work to help us through these areas, and for all those who have, you know, come down with it and had difficulties.
Right. We're in kind of uncharted territory.
Well, we are in uncharted territory. I believe the last pandemic was 1919, or maybe it was 1918.
Yeah, I believe.
Forget the exact date. A little over 100 years ago, and of course things were so much different then. It was a different world in that point in time. But we'll learn a lot from this process as it goes on.
True. Well, it sounds like we're about out of time, but I appreciate you coming in.
That's quite all right. Thank you very much for the opportunity to come in and say a few words. I always enjoy the process.
All right. We'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
You have a wonderful day.
You too. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.